Hello, how's it going? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast, Inglês Online. Today I'm focusing on the word own, O-W-N. When you own a car, the car belongs to you. It's registered in your name. You can sell it if you want to. You probably bought it. You paid for it with your own money, or maybe a relative, your father, gave you the car. But it's in your name now. You own it. Same thing with a house. You're a homeowner when the place where you live, be it a house or an apartment, belongs to you. If you look at all the documentation regarding the house, your name is up there in the field that says owner. You own the house. You're a homeowner. This is a very common term, homeowner. In Portuguese, I guess we'd say something like eu sou proprietário or eu sou dono de alguma coisa, depending on what we were talking about. Those are great translations for I'm the owner and I own something. But we also say eu tenho isso, eu tenho aquilo a lot in Portuguese. Depending on what we're referring to, saying that we own something is more common and also more accurate than I have or I've got something. You could certainly say I've got a house in the beach, for example, when you're chatting with someone informally. If for some reason, however, you'd like to convey that you're the owner of that thing, that it belongs to you, if for whatever reason it's relevant to you to communicate that you are the owner, then use I own it. Maybe you're chatting about residential properties in your area and it makes sense to say that you own a house in that neighborhood. Maybe you're chatting with a dog breeder and it makes sense to say, I own 6 poodles. Maybe you just want to show off. I own 3 chains of restaurants and there are 20 restaurants in each chain. So in total, I own 60 restaurants. It's not so usual to say, I own a pen, or he owns 3 erasers. We use own more often when the thing we own is considered somewhat valuable. And this is an interesting way to use own. When someone does extremely well at an interview, for example, we can say he or she owned the interview. Let's say Jerry had an interview this morning. He's back now and you asked him, so, how did the interview go? And Jerry says, I owned it. My answers were spot on. The interviewer loved me. So Jerry owned that interview. He killed it. That's another way of saying he did extremely well. And let's say your friend Jane did really well in her math test. She says, I did so well. I owned that test. He or she owned that room is very common as well. And that's when someone is able to socialize well with people in a party, for example, and entertain them, and everyone thinks that person is great, everyone wants to be around them, and so on. Okay, now on to the expression in the title of this podcast. You screwed up. Have you heard that one? Not great to hear, but it happens. When someone screws up, that means that they made one or more mistakes. They went the wrong way about something, the results of something they did were awful, they did it the wrong way, you get the picture. Of course, when someone screws up, one of the common reactions is to be quiet, or to disappear, to lie, or to try and push the blame on someone else. I don't mean to depress you, but I think it's safe to say that we've all seen that happen. Let's say our coworker Todd screwed something up at work and you're aware of it. You could tell him, come on Todd, you screwed up, now own it, it's for the best. Todd is pretending nothing happened and you insist, our boss is gonna find out sooner or later, come on, be a man and own it. We all make mistakes and you should just own it so we can all move on past this. Own it, assuma. And that can also be used for the good stuff. You contributed to your company's success in a significant way? Own it. Don't be too shy about it. Don't be excessively humble. Own your contribution. Own your success. And what about screw-ups? If you think it should just own it, just say, I screwed up, I'm sorry, or something like that. When you do that, you're owning it. And of course, you could always tell someone, you screwed up, own it. Now, let's hear your stories. Tell us about an occasion where you screwed up and you owned it. How did it go? Talk to you next time.